From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. A closed-door meeting took place this week in Salt Lake City about national parks. Conservationists are raising concerns about the invitation-only gathering. Annie Knox with Utah News Dispatch has more.
Karen Bud Fallon is the Associate Deputy Secretary for the U.S. Department of the Interior. She met with about 60 people who work in state and local government to talk about the future of the parks. They discussed how Utah will help if there's another government shutdown and a new plan to charge international visitors higher fees. And they debated time entry programs like at Arches National Park. Utah's congressional representatives have criticized the program. People at the meeting say it was an all-day brainstorm session and no one made any commitments, and that it was an opportunity for local and state leaders to talk with top brass in the Trump administration, who oversee much of the nation's public land. But Neil Clark with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance calls the meeting's purpose, quote, pretty secretive. Conservation groups are concerned about the state's efforts to gain more control over public lands. More than two-thirds of Utah is managed by the federal government. For KUER News, I'm Annie Knox with Utah News Dispatch.
Summit County is looking for feedback on its 911 service. People who use the emergency line will get a survey text about a day after the case is closed. Skylar Talbot is with the Summit County Sheriff's Office. He spoke with KPCW.
It's a 3 or 4 question survey, and then that all goes into our computer database and gives us a really, really good snapshot of, generally, what are we doing right?
People will be asked about their experience with the dispatcher and deputies. The goal is to identify trends, look at staff performance, and improve transparency. The program uses a software platform called PowerEngage. It's built specifically for public safety agencies. Heber City started using it about a year ago. It has an online slideshow where people can see community feedback. Winter traffic in Big Cottonwood Canyon can be a struggle, but the Utah Department of Transportation has proposed a few solutions. They include more frequent buses, a bus priority lane, and a larger parking structure at the mouth of the canyon. The department also proposed a variable tolling system to encourage bus use or carpooling. The ideas are the result of an environmental assessment. Public comment is open until January 9th. UDOT will hold 2 public hearings on December 17th and 18th. The department said it received thousands of comments when the project began last year, and it hopes the community will continue to share their thoughts. You are listening to KUER News.